very, very badly needed, John, and I want to welcome the funding. This is a project that's on the books for a long, long time. Ballygawley is a going area, it's part of the suburbs now, Sligo Town. There was no development, there was no very little development carrying on, but because of this new development now, the project is going to cost between 5 and 6 million. It will open up a lot of land for development in a lovely area as well, it has to be said. Now, I know it's ongoing, it has been ongoing for a number of years. All the local councillors have been working hard on it and raising it regularly at council meetings. But I'm glad to say that the minister, following on deputation to the minister, he has agreed to include it in the programme this time.
How much funding has been allocated today, Deputy?
The funding allocated, the local authority will have to, I think, pay 15% of the overall cost, which is fine, and the local authority had no problem with that. But because there was a delay, because there was an overrun on the cost, and the local authority could have exposed to much more cost on them, and of course on the taxpayer and ratepayers and everything else. But the local contribution is set at 15%, so that allows the contract to proceed hopefully as quickly as possible.
And of course, there's massive potential in the Ballygawley area for the development of housing. And like so many other parts of the Northwest, you know, where there's anomalies with soil or whatever, it can be difficult to secure that planning permission. This now will alleviate a lot of those concerns and help any potential developments overcome the criteria around sewerage and wastewater.
Yeah, and we need more of this right across the county and country to open up land that is suitable to build on, and that can be serviced with a local sewage treatment plant.